Paige, you're fucking drunk.
I'm not drunk yet. I've had four sips.
Paige in the future is fucking drunk.
Yeah, I am ultra super, super lightweight since not because I didn't obviously didn't drink when I was pregnant when I had Cooper. And then I did a whole year. I did not drink any alcohol. Oh. And so ever since I started drinking occasionally again. Man, I go from like 0 to 100 real fast.
I love that for you. So. I love that for me. I love that for our listeners at home. Paige, we've seen a lot of each other. Your family and my family have seen a lot of each other. We have co-mingled together much.
Yeah.
We went to a baseball game on Friday, and then yesterday, Grumpy brought Sunshine over. Yeah. And I must say that like us watching Sunshine was so much more of a chill experience than it sounds like you've had. Most, I think, because it was earlier in the day, like there was no bedtime.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, absolutely.
But all like Grumpy dropped him off, and then I like fed them, and I was like, "All right, go play in the other room." And the whole time they just were playing in the other room. At one point, only one time, Sunshine came in and he was like, "I miss my mom and dad," and I was like, "Oh, come here." So I like gave him a hug, and I was like, "Do you want to play with a massage gun?" So I just gave him That's the massage old. Gun that was next to me on the couch, and that it was fine.
He was fine.
Yeah, I just played a video game.
Sounds
in
great.
One room, like the whole time. They just and then Grumpy was back, and I was like, "Oh shit, already? Yeah. Cool, bye."
Yeah, Grumpy told me that when he got there to pick up Sunshine, Sunshine was like, "Okay, time to go."
Mm-hmm.
He was done.
Yeah, like just exactly the right amount of time.
Yes,
And now, Paige, you and I are here today, and I gotta say, when I first met you, I wasn't sure about you, but now, I think you're all right, kid.
You weren't right, sure man. About me. What do you mean?
I was just, you know, we bonded this weekend, and now it's like, oh, okay. They're cool
what?
In my mind. I'm just fucking with you, I don't know.
I was like...
Sometimes I spend, what I do when I'm thinking about these opening sections is I think like what's the bitchiest thing I can say, and I thought that was the most like underhanded. Like
you are the reason why I am continually having to talk about my self-worth in therapy.
What the fuck? That's so much worse than what I said.
Don't,
that's so much worse.
If you can't handle the heat, get out of the kitchen.
Okay, I don't want to cook anyway.
Okay, me neither. I didn't cook tonight.
Hell yeah, we've got a book episode, and
yes.
and Paige has no notes.
I have
and
no
an
notes.
Alcohol, no notes. And
first
one
of
alcohol.
All, the book is more of a short story. It's like 100-something pages long, but also the book is like the size of my palm.
Novella.
Yeah, really, not even a novella. Seriously, like a short story.
Sick.
But it's bound into a book, so I'm calling it a book.
I mean, that's how it was marketed to you.
Yeah, and. Part of me was like, is this even going to be enough? Is this going to, you know, this isn't going to be a very long episode. I got to figure out a way to draw it out. But I was like, I really liked this story. And so I wanted to talk about it because it was super fun. I have no idea where it went. It is lost in the abyss that is my disorganized pile of books because I don't have any bookshelves yet.
Those tiny books just hide, though.
Yeah.
Like, I've had, like, bookshelves where, like, it gets pushed to the back, and, like, my bookshelves are crammed so tight that, like, longer books kind of, like, connect in front of it.
Uh-huh.
So,
yeah.
it could be anywhere.
So, but it's really fun. I'll have to show you the cover later, but it is straight up from the cover through the whole story, Goosebumps vibes.
Yes.
Were you allowed to read Goosebumps as a kid?
You know, I read them. I read like everyone that was in my school library, and I think it was because like my parents didn't quite know
okay
what it was, and I got it like straight from the library. I didn't need any, and I read them mostly like in school.
Yeah.
So I don't know that I would have been allowed, but I consumed a lot of Goosebumps in my day.
Those were not allowed in the house, and I was a rule follower, still am a rule follower, so I never read those. I kind of would like to. They seem fun.
They're very fun. And honestly, you can read them in like a sitting now.
Yeah. Like if because they're for kids. So I could totally just sit down and crank the whole one out and be done.
I've been bored like babysitting and I'll see one in the house and I'll be like, this is a way to pass the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why not?
No reason.
Was there anything growing up that you're like, that your parents didn't let you have that now you're like, that was wild that I was allowed to have?
You know, I never really had the perspective because I went to church with a bunch of like people that had much more restrictive content stuff than I did. So like my parents were the crazy liberals that let me watch almost anything.
That's fantastic.
I wasn't, Halloween was a big thing. Like I could go trick or treating, but I couldn't dress up as anything that quote unquote celebrated death.
Yeah.
So I couldn't be like, one year I wanted to be a skeleton one year. And my mom was like, no. And I was like, Mom, in my body right now,
there is a skeleton.
And you have one, and so does everybody. What do you mean I can't be a skeleton? Couldn't wear anything with skulls on it, which sucked because I wanted to be such a little emo goth scene kid.
Yeah, me too. No skulls. I wanted to paint my nails black so bad growing up, I was not allowed to have black nail polish.
I was allowed to do that because technically that is just a color. So I was, wasn't allowed to read. Wasn't allowed to read Harry Potter for the longest time.
Oh, no, not me either. Which now I'm like, I guess that's fine.
I came right back around.
Because now I have no emotional attachment to it. And I'm like, thank you for saving me.
Like, I did end up reading them later on. Which,
I read a few of them, but they're not good.
Like, I never understood the huge upset. Like, at the time, I was like, this is fine. I'm being entertained. But, like, the emotional, the depths that people will go to, like, defend her and those books is like, babes, this isn't like fucking War and Peace. Yeah. This is,
and like, it's like, because I even think about my favorite thing is Star Wars. I love Star Wars, but even just recently, that hobag George Lucas is talking about how AI is the future and we have to embrace it. And I'm like, if you put AI into Star Wars, I will never consume a new Star Wars product. I will watch the movies that I own, but I will not. I'm not supporting AI. Like, no, I don't care. Like, if you're gonna bankrupt your morals just for some money, I'm not gonna support you. Like, it's not that fucking difficult.
Yeah, I'm not going to hand you money to in turn hand to an organization that's trying to like criminalize / kill trans people.
Right. Like,
not a hard decision.
No. Even yesterday at work, We had a Harry Potter themed thing because his birthday is July 31st or whatever.
Oh my god, he's a fictional. I'm good. Okay.
It's her birthday too. It's J.K. Rowling's birthday.
Oh, that of course it is.
Uh huh.
She's so vain. The song is the fuck about her.
Yes.
Sorry.
Yeah. God. And my manager messaged me and was like, "Do you know what your house is?" And I was like, "I do, but I don't want to participate in any way if I don't have to today." And she was like, "Okay, you know, that's fine." She was like, "I was just doing the goal sheets and decorating them." She was like, "It's not anything big deal. I'll just decorate yours differently." Yeah. So it was fine. And like, I'm not going to tell you not to read them, because I think if you can find them and read them in a way that doesn't support her financially, like, and you want to read them critically, like, okay.
Yeah.
But like, I'm not going to read them because they're not good, and there are plenty of other books that I can read critically. Yeah.
They're resting on some. They're heavily resting on some like racial tropes.
Oh yeah,
and like anti-Semitic.
Yeah, also,
it's not great.
Harry Potter just basically becomes a cop at the end.
Truly, truly, it's like, and there's, I don't know. It's like the good parts, the good fantasy elements are like essentially stolen from people that did it better. So
yes,
there read
are better
anything
books.
Else.
There's better wizard books. There's better witchcraft books. Find something else. I beg of you, read anything else. Anyway,
what book are you talking about today? Just,
do you see me? I'm drawing this out. So that the episode isn't super short.
Sometimes you can just have a short episode, like my past two game episodes.
I know, but we've had a lot of short episodes, and I don't want to be too short.
You want to give the people what they want.
I do.
I did get one complaint that my two recent episodes were too short, but I think it was somebody that was just actively trying to upset me, which happens.
Is it who I think it is? Yeah. Fuck that guy.
Exactly. Truly. Okay.
Like, go away.
Forever.
Forever.
It's been a couple weeks of, like, actual silence, so.
Do you think he's still listening to the episodes?
I don't know. Maybe.
Well, probably not after this one.
You wow. know who you are. You're so vain, the song is about you.
You're so vain. Anyway.
For love of God, what book are we talking about?
The name of this book is called Rollator from Hell.
Yes, bitch. You did tell me about this. I think you... Did you post a picture of the cover? Because I have seen the cover.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I did. Because I read it in like an hour on my way to Pennsylvania.
Can you explain for the people what a rollator is?
It's basically a walker with wheels.
Yeah.
And usually there's like a seat so you can sit on it if you get tired. It's just a mobility device.
I mean, due to the nature of my job, I am well familiar with what a rollator is. Not everybody knows that term. So.
Yeah, no. This is called Rollator from Hell. It is by Mo Medusa.
Fuck yeah.
I'm going to buy all the books from Mo Medusa now because I really enjoyed the writing in this book. Anyway, so this book takes place on Halloween. What a wonderful segue.
Happy Halloween in August.
Summerween, homie.
Summerween.
Yeah. Anyway, so it takes place on Halloween. Our main character, and I forgot to look up their names.
Jesus Christ. We are off to the races. So the main character who shall remain nameless. This is fucked. Do we need to look this up?
Go ahead and look it up real quick.
Do you want to pause it while we do a search?
It.
Okay. Named Marnie.
Okay, so book follows a girl named Marnie. Marnie is moving in with her grandmother after she's just gotten a diagnosis of multiple sclerosis. And so she can no longer live on her own. She's fully disabled. She can't work. All of this stuff. So she is rightfully a little bit sad. Having to move in, and this old woman now has to take care of her, even though, you know, it should be the other way around.
Right.
Like, it's kind of a little bit backwards from what you would normally think it would be. So she's moved into her grandma's house, and her grandma's house is in her hometown. And she gets back, and all of these people who were her friends... who haven't talked to her since she moved out, and now she's back home. And so now they're texting her, come to this party, blah, blah, blah. And she's like, I cannot do that. I'm exhausted. She, like, literally takes a multiple-hour nap and then wakes up, and she's like, oh, it's nighttime.
Yeah.
So she texts her one friend that has stayed in touch, and this is her best friend. Let's call her Bestie.
I like it.
And so she invites her over. They are just going to have, they're going to have a movie night with spooky movies and stuff.
Yes.
But before that happens.
When are we going to have a movie night with spooky movies?
Whenever you want.
I'm so excited.
When to have spooky movie.
Spooky movies and ice cream?
Yeah.
A Summerween. Celebration.
Sure.
Hell yeah.
Sure.
We'll make it happen.
Heck yeah. Before that, before her friend comes over, her grandma says she is going over to a friend's house who recently passed away to, like, help clean out the house. And that's when Marnie takes her nap. She wakes up, grandma's back, and grandma has brought back a rollator that she found at the dead woman's house, her dead friend's house. And it's like, hey, you know, I figured this would be helpful for you. You know, it'll help you get around stuff. And Marnie is like, I don't really want to use, like, that feels embarrassing. But she, like, tries to use it, and she's like, oh, okay, no, this is,
yeah,
this
mobility
is
aids
nice.
Are just good. Like, no, yeah, fucking shame if you need a mobility aid. If it helps you, just fucking do it. Yes. Like, you can, I know people that use mobility aids. You can bedazzle it. You can tie scarves to, like, just fucking, if anyone's gonna give you shit about it, like, that says so much more about them than about you. Do, yep, what you gotta do to feel good, bitches.
Mm-hmm.
Life's too fucking short.
Yes, absolutely. So, she is sitting, I believe she was sitting in, like, the kitchen. Her grandma, I think, like, goes to bed. You know how old people go to bed at, like, 4 p.m.
Maybe, I think they have figured something out, the rest of us haven't.
Honestly.
I think that's what wisdom is.
Just really?
Like, I don't want to be awake. I don't need to be awake. I'm not gonna be awake.
Yeah. So she's sitting in the kitchen, and she swears that this rollator is moving on its own, and she looks at it, and she's like, this thing kind of looks like it has eyes and a mouth.
Hell yeah.
Maybe teeth. She's a little freaked out, but she's like, that's crazy. You know. Ew, stop that. Oh my God.
I'm not even the one drinking.
No. Oh my God. Okay. So.
The rollator has got a face.
So rollator, scary rollator. And like the rollator is kind of being super creepy. It's moving on its own, doing weird things. And then her friend comes over and they're going to watch a movie. But then they're like, that rollator is really fucking creepy.
Oh, so they see it too.
Yes.
It.
Yeah. And so they decide that they are going to make a homemade Ouija board like they used to do when they were kids.
Absolutely. You don't need to give money to Milton fucking Bradley.
Yeah.
You can draw that shit.
Yep. And they're going to try to figure out what's going on with this rollator. Who is possessing this rollator?
I love it. No notes.
So they do this thing. They start, you know, asking questions. Takes a little bit, but eventually something starts answering.
Whoa.
And it seems not the worst. At first, they're like, okay, you know, are you a spirit? You know, are you trapped here? Yeah, yeah, yeah. What's your name? The board spells out ADA, which they think stands for ADA, the American
Americans with Disabilities Act. I love it. So, it is just some lady named Ada.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
I love that.
So, but they don't know that. So they're like, oh my God, the ADA. Which is just, it was
this
so funny.
This government agency is haunting.
Which,
this
like,
one
if this was trying to be like a serious book, that would have been super corny. But like, this book, this story knows what it is.
It's goofy,
and it's
yeah,
just funny and goofy. But like, oh my God, I'm
we
playing footsies with you again.
I'm going to sit like this. I'm going to side saddle.
I'm so sorry.
You're just distracted. I just get all phlegmped every time your toes touch my toes. I need to sit like this or I'll never make it through an episode.
Oh,
I'll ruin
God.
Your chair. I'll ruin my pants. I gotta sit like this.
Oh, gosh. I'm sweating. Whew.
Me too, babe.
So they are like, are you, like, trying to get us? They're like, what are you doing here? And this thing basically is just like, I'm gonna fucking kill you.
Whoa!
Like, this thing is like, I am not happy.
Whoa!
I am mad.
Grandma,
I am here to get you.
Whoa.
And so this thing literally straight up starts attacking Marnie and her friend. Like, chasing them around. They're trying to beat this thing off.
Yeah.
Like, it's going crazy. And meanwhile, Grandma's sleeping in the back of the house, does not wake up at all.
Good,
because like,
I feel like that rollator could break her hip. Like,
yeah,
stay in the other room.
Yeah. So there is like this point where they're like in the middle of fighting this rollator, and like trick-or-treaters show up at the door.
Incredible.
And they open the door, and all the kids are like, oh my God, we love the way you decorated,
yeah,
your rollator.
Yeah, exactly. The worst day on earth for this to be happening and for them to be believed. Yep.
Yeah. So, they have, they eventually are able to wrangle this thing. Ooh, gosh. Wrangle this thing into, a closet. and like lock it in there. Okay. And this thing is like banging, trying to get out. She's trying to get him. But while the rollator is in the closet, Marnie and her friend, we discover, may or may not be a little bit more than friends.
I love it. I love that this is the moment where they're like, now that we've wrangled this rollator, time to put your tongue in my mouth.
There's a little bit of a hint that this is a thing that they used to do when they were younger. And then when they grew
up. Lock up rollators and then make
out. Well, not lock up rollators, but make out when they were teenagers. And then, you know, Marnie moved away and whatever. But they're like.
But now they're back together.
Now they're
again,
here together
and it's Halloween,
again.
And Halloween is for making out.
It's a very romantic holiday.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they are making out. But
it is the holiday of lingerie with animal ears.
Then they're like, we got to take care of this world later.
I love that they are just so hot and bothered after what, like, the group activity.
I'm trying
they
to
just
remember.
Did.
I'm now that I'm thinking about it, I think maybe the trick-or-treaters. Well, no, because the never mind. Anyway.
I mean, I get ghost horny. Like, yeah. I've gone on, like, haunted expeditions, like Game Boy and I will do, like, an overnight somewhere, and then it's, like, you know, at the hotel after, I'm like, man, that was exciting, wasn't it, babe? And then I throw
Can
on the
you
Barry
stop?
White.
I can't stop.
I won't stop.
I don't.
No one will ever make me ashamed of my sexuality ever again.
I can't look Game Boy in the eyes.
And you don't even, like, there's so many things you don't know that would only
exactly,
make that
that's
worse.
Fine. I don't want to know. That's you. That's your business.
It's everyone's business it's now. Not, I have a
I
microphone.
Promise.
I was talking to Sound Buddy the other day, and I don't even remember what they said. They made some, like, off-color joke, and I was like, well, you know that I'm all about that. And they were like, yes, I do. Against my will, but yes, I do.
Sound Buddy. Somebody understands
Somebody
my plight.
Truly, props more than anyone. They really do.
Yeah, I'm so sorry, Somebody. Apologies. anyway, so they decide that they are going to defeat this rollator once and for all. They are going to perform an exorcism of the rollator. And basically, again, I have no notes, and I read this over a month ago, but from what I can remember... They, like, take it apart and put it back together. And it...
Sure. Gotta shake the ghost out.
Does not... It doesn't make the spirit go away. It does, in a bit of a... In some kind of way, it kind of, like, subdues it. Like, it understands, like, you know, oh, you're not playing, or like I can't take advantage of you. It's like they're like seeing eye to eye now a little bit more.
Okay.
This rollator spirit.
Okay.
And Marnie.
What I wonder if it just like felt really good, like a massage.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. So it is morning now. I think they fall go to sleep and then it's morning now.
Happy All Saints Day, November 1st.
Hell yeah. And Marnie's friend leaves, but before she leaves, they kind of have this like, hey, we're gonna be in each other's lives now. We're gonna stop it.
Sorry, continue.
So Bestie leaves, Grandma wakes up, and things are kind of a mess. She's like, what the fuck happened in here? So anyway, she talks to her grandma and her grandma's like, oh yeah, Ada as a kid. And she was like, what do you mean Ada? And she was like, my friend, I think her full name is Adelaide or something like that. My friend Adelaide, we used to call her Ada. And she's like reminiscing about her and her friend. And like Marnie has this thought where she's like, Grammy, you a lesbian?
Oh,
but then she doesn't ask.
Sometimes you just know.
Yeah. So she kind of has a little bit of this talk with her grandma and she gets up and she goes for a walk with her rollator, her now mostly subdued, possessed rollator.
I love it.
And she's walking down the street and she passes somebody else on the street. I don't remember if it is a walker or a cane, but she passes somebody else who has a mobility device. And they kind of have this like, oh, hey, nice thing, nice, you know, whatever. And she kind of comes to like a little bit more of like being comfortable, like, okay, I need this to help my life feel better, and it's okay. And now me and the possessed world later are besties.
So is this friends. Like a metaphor for her own feelings about needing a mobility aid?
Yeah. So that's kind of, it's, I probably got some of the details wrong again. I didn't take any notes, but
fucking fight me, Mo Medusa.
I don't think she will. She probably will never hear this.
Fucking fight me.
Don't. It's fine.
No, you sound lovely. I don't know why I'm
Mo Medusa,
like this.
I loved your book. I'm sorry if I didn't do it justice. I loved it. I loved the story. I'm going to read more of your books. I promise.
I'm just a little bit tipsy. Nature.
And so I'm forgetting some details or getting them mixed up. But the point of the story is that she is frustrated. She's grieving this diagnosis. And kind of at war with, like, I know I need this thing, but I also don't want to use it. Like, I don't know how to, and, like, I feel like my life has changed. And, like, her kind of coming to grips with, like, this is, you know, this is my life. And if this thing helps make my life easier, then I'm going to just use it. Mm-hmm. And also, lesbians. Yes. Right there in the middle. Which yes. I did not see coming when I read. I was like, oh, my God. This is great.
Didn't you buy this at a queer book fair?
Well, yeah, but the author is queer. Okay. That doesn't necessarily mean everything that happens in one of their books is going to be queer.
No, but I didn't know if the book fair was, like, specifically for LGBT books.
I want to say most, if not all, of the vendors were queer LGBTQ, but, I mean, you know. Just because, you know, that doesn't necessarily mean that, like, sexuality is going to come into play in all the books or whatever. So I was just like, oh, this is fun.
Yay.
This is a fun little thing in here. And it was very cute. And, like, I just love that they were like, let's make a Ouija board like we did when we were kids. We did this all the time. And, like, they just got to work. They knew exactly how to make that Ouija board. I don't know how to make a Ouija board. I mean, I assume it can't
be
too difficult.
Basically, you just write out an alphabet. You get a yes, no, hello, goodbye.
How do you make the little triangle thing?
You can just use, like, you can use a bottle cap. You can use anything that will just slide around on.
Okay. Because, like, the whole thing is they're, like, no touching it. We don't touch the thing. Like, or not.
No, you
no
have
moving,
to touch the thing.
No moving.
You gotta,
it.
Okay, so the way Ouija boards work, you touch it, but quote unquote, you don't move it. You let the spirits move it through you. But. So, a lot of, like, paranormal devices and things that are used to interact with the spirit world are also things that are manipulated by things like unconscious micro-movements. So, like, you don't think you're moving, but, like, actually being still
it's
is essentially
difficult.
Impossible.
Yeah.
So, especially when you have a lot of people, it kind of, like, that gets magnified.
And, like, you're excited or, like, spooked or whatever, and so it's going to be really hard to just, like,
and once you have one letter, it's like, once you have one letter, it's like your brain is trying to feel like, oh, I wonder what letter could come next. And it just kind of spirals on itself.
Never, another thing I was obviously not allowed to have as a child.
Oh, yeah.
And now I'm too scared of them. It's like an unconscious thing. Like, even though I don't, like, necessarily, like, I'm not like, oh, my God, they're evil. But now I'm like, no, thank you.
I think is, I believe in ghosts. I do not believe in most of the quote unquote technology that people say.
Right.
Can, like, get them to interact with ghosts, because most of it is either something that is easily manipulated by human error or something that, like, so great example, K2 meters, electromagnetic field meters.
Yeah, you know all about this stuff.
I love this shit. They ghost hunters will say, oh, you got to use a K2 meter, a specific brand. It's because they're the shittiest EMF meters and they get false positives all the fucking time. Like, there is very little out there that I've seen that I'm like, there is no other explanation that I can think of for this. Like, so genuinely, like, personal, like, experience, I think, means at least as much as, like, whatever this thing that could be manipulated by, like, who the fuck knows.
There was one, and, like, Brandon and I went through a stint where we were watching a lot of Ghost Hunters.
Yeah.
And there was one, and, like, I guess because it's filmed and I wasn't there. So like they could have been manipulating something. But there was one episode where they had like two flashlights and it was like a yes and a no. Mm-hmm. And this flashlight was answering them. And I was like, but like the ghost was just like, I'm stuck here. Yeah. I don't really know what I'm doing. Like,
yeah.
And like, I kind of learned, like, I don't know. I'm sure there are spirits who are angry and stuff like that. But I feel like a lot of the conclusions they came to is just like, they're just stuck here. They don't know how to get, they don't know how to move on. And like, they're not trying to hurt you
early,
type of thing.
I love early Ghost Hunters. Like the first few seasons of Ghost Hunters is boring a lot of the time. And that's why I love it. And that's why, like, up until they started like trying to compete with fucking like Zach Bagans and be exciting. And like they appealed to people that were actually trying to like find something real, because if you were going to fake something to make it interesting, like they would, there were so many episodes where like nothing really happened.
Right. Absolutely nothing. It's like, oh, okay.
Or this thing happened, but we actually proved that it was like bad pipes in the wall.
Yeah.
So I just, they weren't trying to be sensational. And then later on they were, and it's like, oh, you guys lost the thing that.
There is this series that, it's called like, I can't remember, but it's like Haunted Home Inspectors. And like they bring, so they bring in like a ghost hunter, a medium, and then they bring in a home inspector. Because they're like, we're hearing all these noises, we're hearing all this stuff, all this stuff is happening. And like the home inspector comes in and he's like, it's just this, like it's like your house is old and things move around and things shift and you have old pipes and they make noises and it's okay.
And like bad wiring can make you feel wiggity because
so
there is
it's really fun because the like the home inspector the whole time is just like, why the fuck am I here? Like he just needs a paycheck, and so that's why he's doing this, and it's great.
There's one, the one like quote unquote ghost hunting method that like gets me. So it's called the Estes method, and basically you have one person with like noise canceling headphones who is listening to a radio like rapidly changing stations.
Okay,
and then you have another person asking questions of the ghost. And a lot of times it's just nonsense. Like they'll be saying something, and the person's like, I think I heard the radio say something that has nothing to do and is out. But every once in a while, it's like they're having a fucking conversation and the guy listening to the radio cannot hear. Cause I've done it. Like I've been in places with the headset. It's like, you can't fucking hear anything other than the radio.
That's cool.
And it's like, I've live witnessed shit. That's like, I can't explain. Like with people that I know and have there's a guy in the area who does a lot of ghost hunting. Like, Balcony Bitch and I both know him, and he's actually come to the church and didn't find anything, which was super disappointing.
I forgot who Balcony Bitch was.
But, like, so, like, I trust this guy. I don't think he's trying to bullshit. Like, I know him. I know the people he works with. So he was one of the people that I kind of, like, saw do that. And it's like, I don't fucking know how that happened.
Right. Like, that many coincidences is pretty statistically not impossible, but pretty improbable.
Yeah. So.
Anyway.
Did you finish the book summary?
I did.
Okay. What was your favorite part?
My favorite part. What are you doing? Stop.
I'm making sexy lesbian sounds.
Oh my God. It was like literally two pages that this
was. You can get a lot done in 2 pages if you know what you're doing.
Anyway. I don't know what, I don't know, I mean, the part where the kids interrupt them in the middle of them fighting this to come trick-or-treating.
That's
and,
great.
Like, not only, I think it's funny, too, because the Rollator plays along. The Rollator's like, oh, the kids are here. I can't scare them. We gotta be nice or something. Like the Rollator is, like, stop, like, they all stop, and the kids are just like, oh, my God, cool Rollator. And the kid, they're like, here's your candy. Amazing. So, that part was pretty fun. Least favorite part? I don't know if this book was long enough to have a least favorite part.
Yeah.
It was just a fun little read that I had, like, we had like 2 hours left on our trip and I had just finished another book and I was like, I bet I could finish this before we get to where we're going. So I just read it really quick and I was like, oh my gosh, that was really fun. So I don't have a no favorite part. They're all my favorite parts.
Aww.
It was just good.
It was just done. It was just gone too soon.
It really was. Like, I would read more. Anyway.
This sounds like a great, like, fun episode of Supernatural.
Yeah.
Like,
I've never seen Supernatural, but it, yeah. The vibes, I feel mm-hmm. like, match from what I know about Supernatural. My favorite character was that freaking grandma. Like, yes. There was multiple times that Marty would just come in and grandma was just sleeping at the kitchen table.
Good for her.
Just, like, asleep.
Good for her.
Like, and, like, I don't know. I just, she was really funny in this book. Lots of fun little quips here and there where I was just like, you go, grandma. We love grandma. Like I said, writing style, it was really fun. I feel like it was, like, didn't take itself seriously, but that didn't sacrifice the writing. I mm-hmm. felt like the writing, like, the pacing was really well. I felt like it was really well written. Everything flowed. Like, it never felt like it was like, what the heck is going on? Like, it was just really, really good.
Yeah.
Like, a really fun short story. I'm really excited to read Momodusa's, like, full-length books, because okay. I'm hoping that, like, translates then into a full-length book, and that I'll enjoy those. There was one that she posted on her Instagram recently that I was like, ooh, that sounds really good, and the cover was really cool looking. It was, like, lady with, like, the candle crown on her head, but her, like, jaws were, like, open.
Love it.
And it was, like, bloody and, like, lots of teeth. It was really cool looking. I was like, that's the one I'm reading next. I can't remember what it's called, but it looked really good. Yeah, overall, I guess 5 stars.
I guess.
I gotta give it 5 stars.
Sure.
I have no complaints. Everything was great.
Would have been 6 stars if it was longer.
Yeah, I find it hard to give a 6-star review to something so short. But no, it was the perfect short story.
Awesome.
I give it an A. If it was like a creative writing class and I was grading it, I would give it a 100 out of 100%.
I love it.
Loved it.
Well, thanks for tuning in. Shout out to our patrons. We've got 2 now. We have 2? We have 2 patrons.
Oh,
we,
my
of
God.
Course,
thank
we have
you.
Our enormous peepee, John Red Robin Milf Hunter 69. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thank you so much for your generosity. And also, we have a new medium peepee donor.
Medium peepee?
Medium
thank
peepee,
you.
Bonego. Thank you, Bonego.
Do we know Bonego?
I know Bonego.
Oh, okay.
You also know Bonego, but.
Okay. That's okay.
Yeah. So thank you so much. We're at 30% to our goal of, if we start making $100 a month from Patreon, we are going to put out content just for you motherfuckers.
Just for the people
that are paying for it. Just for the peepees of a whole range of sizes that have found us.
Yeah. Cause if you're Patreon. Not, if you don't support us on Patreon, you don't have a peepee.
You have no
peepee.
Peepee-less, which is a fine
I mean,
way
I guess
be.
You have, that means you've got a vagina, which. It's way better than a peepee, so.
I don't know. I've only ever had the one experience. I have nothing to compare. I have no control group. Or I'm just
so.
Control group. I don't
I
know.
So.
But anyway, thank you. Thank you. you can find us on Patreon and on Instagram at PageAndPixelPC. But until next time.
Read hard.
Play hard. And
use mobility devices
if you need them. Bye, motherfuckers.